Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Monday, history was made right here in this studio when Mike Adams had a microscope and was investigating the vaccine blood clots that are getting pulled out of victims' bodies. And he sat right here at this desk with a microscope, live on TV doing it. Greg Reese has in a follow-up report with some of the more shocking images from that day.
The evidence of vaccine death and injuries is overwhelming to anyone capable of seeing past the mainstream media's hypnotic lies. The numbers tell us that the vaccines have already caused a 20% increase in deaths.
Now we have a run rate of about 20% excess mortality. That's confirmed by the CDC numbers, the funeral home numbers, and the insurance company numbers. And then somebody did an independent study I saw recently suggesting 20% is the number. So we're running at 20% excess deaths.
And a 10% increase in disabilities.
This is a stunning number. You're telling me that things have been flat for 5 years at 29 million, and all of a sudden out of the data they get 3 million people are disabled out of nowhere?
And now we are beginning to understand that this is just the beginning. Things are going to get much, much worse. Many of us have already seen the mysterious objects found in the vials of COVID vaccines by two separate independent groups using electron microscopy. We are also familiar with the rising number of strokes, heart attacks, and other side effects experienced worldwide after the biggest experimental vaccination in history. And now we are getting a first glimpse of what is causing all this. Something in the COVID vaccines seems to be growing within the recipient's vascular system. Anomalous objects are being discovered in the dead bodies of the vaccinated by embalmers and coroners. Horrific things being grown inside the veins and arteries. These are not blood clots, and they appear to be some sort of organic material with small crystals and extremely thin wires made up of what looks like reptilian scales. This internal blockage growing within the vaccinated would certainly explain all of the deadly side effects we are seeing today. What the mainstream media is currently spinning as sudden adult death syndrome. We do not know what these things are, but they are being found by embalmers and coroners everywhere. Except, pretty much all of them are too afraid to speak out, or they don't care. Only one has shown the courage to speak out so far, and this is the real tragedy. For those who remain silent, things will not get better. The FDA is poised to authorize these deadly vaccines to children as young as 6 months old, and humanity does nothing.
Today, we want to provide an update on a topic that I know many parents and grandparents are focused on: the potential for the first COVID-19 vaccines for kids under 5. We have waited a long time for this moment.
Well, guys, here's some good news. The Biden administration has finally announced a vaccine rollout plan for children under 5, and they've ordered 10 million doses. That's great. Right now, kids are like, oh my gosh, we could finally meet up for drinks. Yep, as we speak, everyone in the lollipop industry is like, we're buying a yacht. Here we go. You get a lollipop. You get one. It's very exciting to hear a four-year-old scream, Facebook told me Bill Gates controls the vaccines.
Why should we deserve anything other than pain and suffering if we do nothing to protect our own children? Once those afraid of speaking out begin seeing their coroner tables filled with dead children, it will be too late. But it's not too late now. If you are an embalmer, a coroner, or a funeral director, and you are seeing these things, there is still time to save the lives of our innocent children. You can start now by contacting Dr. Jane Ruby at protonmail.com. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Pretty amazing to think, isn't it?
is all happening. You're experiencing it. You're witnessing all of it. That Greg Reich report can be found at band.video.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live here on this Wednesday, June 15th edition of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer still sitting in for Alex. Just a couple more days. The boss will be back, and we may be hearing from him throughout the transmission today. I'm actually going to be with you till 6 p.m. tonight, so double duty for me, and I've got 6+ hours of news coverage here and video clips to get to. So there will be no shortage of information distribution today. Let me just tell you what's coming up. We do have some latest breaking, if you will, January 6th panel news, where they're now delaying the hearings because nobody's watching. It's actually hurting the Democrats, so they decided to cancel it. Just shows it's all political. They did it because they thought it would help them politically, ended up hurting them politically. They're no longer doing it anymore. So it just shows it's not about justice or January 6th. It's all about Democrat Party agenda politics. But Ted Cruz grilled the FBI representative about Ray Epps, to which the rep, I'm not trying to be funny. I don't know if it's a man or a woman. Okay, it's one of those deals. It's a he-she. Okay, they got the he-she's running the FBI now. So I'm sure that'll be good. And he-she couldn't answer any of the questions, of course. And they're saying, oh, well, we're not going to have any criminal referrals of Trump or any of the defendants because, well, that has all their brainwashed minions upset. They're saying, what are you talking about? I thought this whole thing was about getting rid of Trump and arresting all of his people. Oh, no, see, the Democrats don't actually want to do that, because they know if that standard is held to them, they're all going to be arrested. You know, Maxine Waters calling for violence, Chuck Schumer calling for violence, assassination attempts by Democrats happening every year, multiple times a year. So they don't want that standard to be set and held to them, because they know, well, ultimately they'd look worse than Trump if that were the case. Yeah, they try to bury Democrat terrorism, but we all know it goes on, and it continues this week as they're really, really just chomping at the bit to start rioting and raging and rampaging if they can't murder their babies, which you'll still be able to do. I don't know why they're so panicked. You'll still be able to do that. It's just going to be up to the states. The very notion, the very thought, the very breath that they might not be able to murder their babies just drives them up a wall. But yes, there are counter protesters. I salute this young girl who went out there. You know, the left interrupts protests all the time, and they do their counter-protesting, and they get loud and obnoxious. We all witness it. But, oh, if conservatives try to do that, they get bullied and pushed around. And, well, I've dealt with this too many times to speak of. But good for that lady for counter-protesting them, calling abortion murder. They don't like that. They don't like that at all. And you know, the whole psychology here is, they don't like
the truth about themselves is the best way I could put it. Dan Bongino has been saying they don't like a mirror held to their face. It's one way of putting it. But the point is they don't like the truth about themselves. They know abortion is murder. They still want to be able to do it and not feel any guilt or have any guilt cast upon them. But like, think about the Libs of TikTok situation. Libs of TikTok does no original content. No original content from the lady that runs Libs of TikTok. All she does is take liberals from mostly TikTok. It's like probably 95% TikTok videos. Liberals that post them. Liberals publish this stuff. They publicly put it on the internet, and Libs of TikTok just takes it and reposts it on the Twitter account that she runs, Libs of TikTok, and Twitter wants it banned, and the left wants it banned. Why? Because they don't like the truth about themselves. There is no original content that comes from Libs of TikTok. It comes from Libs that they put on the internet. So why wouldn't all the original creators of the content be getting banned? Why isn't only Libs of TikTok? Because they don't like the truth about themselves. That's why you go up to an abortion rally with a sign that says abortion is murder, you start seeing them flip out like raging banshees because they don't like the truth about themselves. But let me just move on. We've got some more other news here regarding the midterm elections, some primaries, some election results from last night. It's really all good news. I don't know how much we can really trust elections right now for obvious reasons, but if you follow the primaries or you've been following the primaries, there's a reason why even the Democrat media is saying we're screwed, because Republicans are outdrawing Democrats right now almost double. And they're flipping seats that have been held by Democrats for decades, like something that happened last night. So we'll have that covering. We'll cover that coming up as well. And interesting, you know, I hadn't covered this yet, and I don't know if anybody at InfoWars had really covered it too much. The Patriot Front group getting arrested in Idaho. I've kept my hands off that because, well, for obvious reasons. And I think we've kind of got our first little riff that gives us an idea of what's really going on here. And it's what we all expected. But, yeah, let's just say we've got our first, I think, window into what's going on with the Patriot Front group. As if it's not our first window. We've had other windows like the Lincoln Project involvement and them, of course, showing up at these other events. Clearly well organized. And so could there be federal embeds and law enforcement embeds? Well, we've got a little interesting news update on that today as well. Let's see here. Biden continues to falter. The ratings continue to plummet for Biden, the approval ratings, that is. He's getting more obstinate in his speeches, starting to really sound like Hitler. Like, you know, Hitler would scream into the mic, be very passionate. Now Biden is screaming into the mic, telling you everything's Putin's fault. So we've got those clips and some of the latest news as well. Boy, oh boy, you know, it's just one of those deals where you know, the old saying, I hate to say I told you so. It's just, we might as well put it into the wall here somewhere. We might as well scrape it into the wall here somewhere, because it's really just getting ridiculous, the hate to say I told you so stuff. And so now Biden is tapping into the oil reserves again. Again. And once he had the first release, I said on the War Room, he's going to release more than half of our strategic oil reserves. Biden has now done that. Oh, and it's all in the name of lowering prices. Except here's the thing. It's the reserves aren't coming to the U.S. They're going to Europe, folks. So he's done it again. We'll have that coming up. Oh, you got a wide open southern border, by the way. You got a wide open southern border. 3 million illegal immigrants pouring over it every year. And now they're voting. And now they're voting. And so When you step back and you look at what's going on with the illegal immigration and the open border, I mean, folks, there is a criminal organization enterprise happening here. I mean, it is so ridiculous that no other explanation should even be heard. It is a criminal operation, what's going on at the southern border. And I think it's just such a large criminal operation. There's so many different odds and ends to it. So many different people profiting. But we'll have that coming up. Oh, my. The stack of vaccine news and health news today. Yikes. Yikes. I mean, they publish stories, and we've got the proof, with headlines. Moderna COVID vaccine may pose higher heart inflammation risk, U.S. CDC. And then they have to change the headline. U.S. FDA advisors overwhelmingly back Moderna COVID vaccine. So the original headline is, this vaccine's killing people. And then they edit it and they say, oh, no, look, the U.S. government says that it's good. And, of course, we've got more of the groomers coming after your children. Liberal groomers. They are real sick freaks, aren't they?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Midterm elections, Democrats were running against Republicans, more exactly Donald Trump, on high gas prices. Do you remember that? Do you remember Democrats running against high gas prices, blaming Donald Trump for that, talking about it was a national emergency? How much was gas at the time, you ask? $3.89 national average. Here was Chuck Schumer attacking President Trump in 2018 as Democrats' strategy in the midterms was to blame Trump for high gas prices, saying they're out of control. Here's a little flashback for you in clip three.
President Trump can take action today to help alleviate the pain at the pump for Americans. It's time for this president to stand up to OPEC on behalf of the forgotten man and woman he promised to remember.
Wow. Well, now do Biden, Chuck. Now do Biden. Now that gas is at a national average of over $5 a gallon, now do Biden, Chuck. So gas at $3.89 a gallon national average, the Democrats used that to run against Trump in the midterms. Chuck Schumer makes speeches like that, demanding Trump do something about people's pain at the pump. Now it's almost $2 more than when Chuck Schumer was crying about it, and he has nothing to say. And by the way, now, U.S. to sell up to 45 million barrels of oil from its strategic oil reserve and part of historic release. This is now the third release from Joe Biden. This is now the third release from Joe Biden of our oil reserve. Never needed to happen. Not one of them even needed to happen. The oil reserve is now depleted more than 50% since Biden has taken office. Whenever the next president replaces Biden, there's going to be nothing. There's going to be no oil reserves. As the world is going into chaos, and we're closer to nuclear war than ever before, maybe. And we're going to have no strategic oil reserves because Biden is giving it all away. And by the way, it's not going to Americans. It's not staying right here in the homeland. It's going to Europe. It's going to Europe. Because here's what's happening. European leaders are calling up Biden and saying, hey, you piece of crap, what in the F are you doing? Your war with Russia is now costing us, and you giving Russia control of the pipelines going into Europe is costing us even more. And then you have the Biden administration saying, oh, you think it's hard on you, you should see gas in Europe. Well, yeah, because Biden did that to Europe. And so European leaders call up Biden and they say, hey, you piece of crap, keeping it censored, you're crushing our economy. You're causing our people to pay more at the pump. You think you can do something about that, you jerk? You imbecile? And so what does Biden do? He says, well, okay. And he gives them our strategic oil reserves. That's what's going on, folks. Biden is so inept that he's even causing Europeans' gas prices to double. Everyone knows it's Biden, so European leaders call up Biden and they say, you're so pathetic, our gas prices have doubled. And Biden says, well, hey, keep that under wraps. Don't say anything. Don't blame it on me. I'll send you our strategic oil reserves to shut up. So Biden is basically paying for the silence of European leaders with oil because he's cost their prices to double as well. So So when you see it like this, gas prices hit new all-time high as EU considers blocking Russian oil. Biden keeps restrictions. They can't block the Russian oil, folks. They need it. Biden gave Russia control of the pipeline. So to pay for European leaders' silence, Biden is paying them off in oil. I mean, unbelievable that we're dealing with this. Unbelievable we're dealing with this corruption. So not only is he illegitimately, unnecessarily tapping into our strategic oil reserves, he's giving them to Europe to pay for their silence because they're so obsessed with trying to label this the Putin price hike, which everyone knows it's not. Everyone knows it's the Biden price hike worldwide. So he's paying for European silence with our oil. Unbelievable stuff. And then Biden tells oil refiners, produce more gas and have less profits. He thinks you're stupid, or he knows his voters are stupid. Folks, gas prices change depending on regulations, availability, all this stuff. I'm not gonna go into a long diatribe here. But to sit here and act like Biden, hey, oil companies, lower your prices. Like, is that like, what are you talking about? There's an entire international oil community of purchasing oil and price per barrel and all this stuff. By the time it's getting your hand touching the pump going into your car, there's like thousands of regulations, and it's actually the owner of the gas station that's deciding that price based off all the other stuff that's happened, 100,000 things before it even gets to them. So it's just ludicrous to say, oh, produce more gas, as he's making it illegal to produce more gas. And he says, oh, fewer profits. Well, that's just anti-capitalism. But OK, fine. You're against corporate greed. But so what are they supposed to do? John Kerry, as gas prices skyrocket, we absolutely don't need to drill for more oil. So Biden says, produce more oil. The gas companies say, well, how do you want me to do that? I guess we'll have to drill. And then the Biden administration says, no, don't drill. What are they supposed to do? Like wave a magic wand, abracadabra, and just produce gas? It's completely insane. But here's a compilation. Everything Biden, or everything Trump warned you about Biden, comes true here in clip 11.
Before I took office, there was a lot of folks out there making some pretty bold predictions about how things would turn out. You might remember some of the predictions.
They're coming for your guns, they're coming for your jobs, and they're coming for your freedom. They hate American energy, and Joe Biden will shut it all down. He's going to.
That if I became president...
If Biden's elected, he will wipe out your energy industry.
Another prediction that is my favorite one, I must add, is that if I got elected...
Gas prices going $5, $6, $7 for a gallon... They flood your communities with criminal aliens, drugs, and crime while they live behind beautiful gated compounds. They try to take away your gun, Second Amendment, they want to take it away, while they enjoy private security that's fully armed.
I never understood that one.
You spend trillions of dollars rebuilding foreign nations, fighting foreign wars, and defending foreign borders.
So for all those predictions of doom and gloom 6 months in, here's where we stand.
You want to use the word recession or depression?
Think of the single mom struggling to put food on the table each month.
You know, it's sad.
So if your primary concern right now is inflation...
We could stop it in 30 minutes.
When I took office...
He finally went outside. He went to get an ice cream.
Look, the bottom line is this.
I say you're not doing a very good job. Because he can't take any questions now from the press.
So there you go. And that was on the campaign trail in 2020. Donald Trump. Everything he warned us about Biden came true. Holy smokes.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
First, I'm doing everything in my power to blunt Putin's gas price hike.
just since he invaded Ukraine, it's gone up $1.74 a gallon because of nothing else but that.
Is that Joe Biden or Adolphus Hitler? I can't tell. Same vibes. Same vibes for sure. Oh! Oh, it's nothing else but that, he points at you and screams into the microphone. It's all Putin, as he pays for Europe's silence with our strategic oil reserves. And it's doubled since he's been into office. Yeah, it's gone up 174 since Putin went to Ukraine. It went up 174 before that, too. Just amazing stuff. And they expect you to believe this, is what's even more incredible about it. They expect you to believe it. But the Biden economy continues to collapse and destroy us. Another U.S. food processing plant erupts into flames. And so what is this, like 50 since Biden has taken office? 50 food processing plants or processing centers or even fertilizer processing plants and centers. You've had about 50 of them burned down since Biden got into office. Nothing from the DHS, nothing from the FBI, nothing from the White House. We're just supposed to act like that's normal. We're just supposed to act like that's normal for all the food processing plants to be burned to the ground. And it's always a fire, too. Really, just amazing stuff. So if they're not being burned to the ground, they're literally being shut down by Democrats like Smithfield Pork Processing Plant in California. They came out and said, yeah, we're shutting down. We can't afford to exist in California. Democrats have crushed our business. Just like Biden promised he would. And you know, you've probably heard of this story, but there's a new riff now, and Senator Joni Ernst has the story. But we've heard about how we're paying for the wall that doesn't exist, right? We signed contracts with these companies to build the wall, and Biden has basically said, nope, don't build the wall. It doesn't matter. They're already under contract. We've already bought the materials. We're still paying for them. Biden's charging taxpayers to babysit unused border wall materials. Folks, they're literally sitting down there, just sitting there, instead of building the wall. Unbelievable stuff. We paid for the wall. We paid for the construction. We paid for the material. And Biden said, nope, we don't want it. And now we have record levels of illegal immigration happening. Illegal aliens set to receive driver's licenses in Massachusetts after state legislature overrides governor's veto. 17 states now allow illegal immigrants to get government-issued photo ID. And they vote, too. And they vote. Isn't that nice? What's the point of even having a border? We don't. What's the point of even having any laws when we don't have a border? What's the point of paying taxes or having a country when we don't have a border? See, these are the basic common sense stuff they don't want you to ask and realize. Now, folks, I don't want to belabor this point because it's more of a confusion and frustration than anything else. We know what's going on at the southern border as far as it's wide open, 3 million illegals crossing a year, the drug trafficking, the human trafficking, the facilitation of all this now by the Border Patrol, thanks to the Democrats, the money that gets spent, the hotels, I mean, all of it. But there's something else going on here that I really can't quite put the finger on, or the finger of my mind on even. Let me just read the rest of these headlines and try to flesh this out. But I'm telling you, there is something going on at the southern border that is beyond comprehension even. Survey, 49% of Hondurans and 39% in El Salvador consider migrating. Folks, again, there's something unreal happening right now with this southern border being wide open. This is so shocking. It's unbelievable. More than a quarter of the population of Central America has migrated to the United States in the last two decades. Did you hear what I just said? One in four in Central America has migrated to the United States in the last two decades. One in four. Call it an invasion, call it population replacement, call it whatever you want. I mean, folks, that is drastic. That is drastic. That is an entire population exodus movement. I mean, again, I don't even know how to properly, it's an exodus. It's mass migration. It's an invasion. And so you compound that with the fact that you're paying for all of it. Someone's paying and facilitating their journey to get here. And then, of course, once they get here, then they get all the freebies, all the handouts. That's part of the reason why they come, because they get everything for free. It's a big boondoggle. And the same thing is going on in Europe. And guys, now you can roll the B-roll of clip six. That's why I had it, because of the story here. Europe's migration problem set to worsen as survey shows more than half of young Africans plan to immigrate. Now, what happened to France? Here you have Lyon in the 1900s. The year 1900, apparently, is where this footage is from, recolorized. And then here you have it in 2021. It's a hellhole. It's an S-hole. Poverty, crime, trash, desolation everywhere. When 100 years ago, nothing like that existed in France. What happened? The mass migration, the mass exodus, the mass population replacement, globalism. That's what's happened. But when you think about the numbers, oh, half of young Africans plan to immigrate to Europe. Half of Central Americans plan to immigrate to America. I mean, folks, there is something bigger on top of all of this. I think it goes beyond even the realm of politics, but politicians are obviously profiting off of it or being bought off. How can this possibly be going on? Let me finish headlines. Biden regime to punish Border Patrol agents in horseback incident involving Haitian illegals 2 months after they were cleared of the charges. Yeah, they lied about that. They said they used whips. There's an investigation. There were no whips. The whole thing was a lie. And so now the Biden regime is punishing them anyway, because it's the Biden regime. It's Democrats. They're worse than Nazis. Border agents rescue 18 illegals from drowning. Can you imagine? Border agents die trying to rescue people from drowning, by the way. Can you imagine? You're a Border Patrol agent. You get spat on. You get kicked. You get treated like garbage, treated like dirt by Democrats, by the Biden administration. And you still have the courage and the fortitude to go rescue people drowning, even though you're never going to be thanked for it. You're going to be punished for it, probably. I mean, you don't think people, heartless people with half a mind, would say, why should I go risk my life for these illegal immigrants coming here that I'm paying for already anyway, when I'm the one being persecuted by my government? And they still do it, folks. They still do it. But, okay, aside from the dirty deeds and the corruption and this just sickness of the Democrat Party, again, what is going on at the southern border? Like, what is going on? It makes no sense. None. How do we have a wide open southern border? How do we have 3 million illegal immigrants every year? How come we're paying hundreds of billions of dollars to do it? Why do we also send out hundreds of billions of dollars of foreign aid to these countries so that they don't have to send all their people here? What is going on? Is anybody ever going to look into this and figure out what the hell's going on with the southern border? This is beyond politics, folks.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
It's mind control. Well, yesterday was Donald Trump's birthday. And so James Klug went out to ask people, I believe this is in California, how they would like to wish President Trump a happy birthday. And it's pretty obvious here the dichotomy between a leftist and a non-leftist, or rather a leftist and a sane person. And it just, it all flows here in this one video. And in a short 2-minute video, I think so much can be unpacked. But here is James Klug asking Californians what they would say to Trump on his birthday.
Donald Trump's birthday is on the 14th. Do you have a birthday message for him?
Yeah, tell him to go get
really?
Oh, yeah. Very nice guy.
Right on. Do you have a birthday message for Donald Trump?
Middle finger, nice.
What do we got? What do we got?
Yeah, we love you and we miss you, motherfucker. Wait, can I curse?
Say whatever you want. Yeah,
we love you and we miss you, motherfucker.
Birthday wish for Donald Trump. What is it?
Oh, my gosh. Happy birthday. Keep doing good things and keep making America great. We love you.
I don't care what y'all got to say. Donald Trump was the best president. You had more money in your pocket. You had more money in your bank account.
Your thoughts on how things are going right now without Trump?
They suck, excuse my language, but they're very awful.
You're not happy with how things are going right now?
Hell no. Ever since he got out of it, we all went...
Yes, bro. Of
yeah.
course.
What's the birthday wish?
Happy birthday to you. Donald Trump. Happy birthday Donald to you. We love you.
Really hitting the right notes here.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm for Trump in 2024.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Birthday message for Donald Trump. What is it?
Off and die.
Right on. How about you?
Nice. Very loving.
Off and die.
All right.
Own the lower gas prices.
Trump, lower gas prices. Come on, man. What are you doing?
Happy birthday.
That's pretty gnarly. Is that, that's we're going to double down on that?
Bad man. He's a bad guy. Bad man. He's caused untold harm to our country. He needs to go away and go to prison where he belongs. I can't wait to see him in an orange jumpsuit.
What does he need to go to prison for?
For all the crimes that he's committed.
Like what?
Like trying to overthrow
there it is.
Hello. Where have you been, dude?
Was that a riot?
Where have you been?
Did he tell him to go do
haven't
that?
You been watching the establishment propaganda?
Yeah, you did tell him to go do that.
Fool.
Did you watch the rally?
I did. I can literally memorize the quotes.
You're hopeless.
You're not in my cult. I don't want to talk to you.
Where did he tell him to go do that, exactly? Like, what part of it? The speech?
Where did he... When he said...
Like, what did he say?
Let's... fight. If you don't fight, we're not going to have a country anymore.
You mean the quote, fight like hell? Oh, yeah. Bernie Sanders said that. A lot of other Democrats said that. And then when Trump said that.
Schooled in lime time.
Dude, you're a Trump fan?
Oh, yes, I am.
The white liberal hates the free black man.
I'm from Compton, California, too. Yeah. And I'm a Trump fan. Got the coin, too, in the back of my pocket. Proud baby.
Incredible.
Coin, too, witty.
Oh, white liberals hate it when they see a black person that they don't control. They just hate it, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. There you go. Thought it was worth a share today. Ladies and gentlemen, your immune system is the bedrock of your health. And so the reason why the globalists are targeting your immune system is because they know that and they want you sick and unhealthy so that you die at a younger age. Or that you can get on the government dole with government taxpayer-funded health care and all this other stuff. So that's why they force the mRNA injection into you to kill your immune system, which we now know it does. Some people call it vaccine AIDS. But aside from that, you need to have a strong immune system. I don't care whether it's winter or summer or spring or fall. And so we want you to have a strong immune system. We're not like the globalists that want you sick and unhealthy. We love you. We want you healthy. And so that's why we have these sales happening now on our great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Get high quality immune boosting formulas up to 60% off. In fact, the ultimate immune support pack right now is 60% off. You're not going to find much better of a deal here. Survival Shield X2, vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, immune support formula, liquid tincture, and the whole food multivitamin, all of that in one pack, the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, look, everybody knows about the multivitamins. They've become very popular in recent decades. We just went out and found the best multivitamin ingredients that we could find. We made our own multivitamin. The Survival Shield X2, nascent iodine. Most people are deficient in iodine, so we went out, found the best source. Put it into a liquid tincture, it's Survival Shield X2. Vitamin D3 with gummies. You know, most people are deficient on vitamin D year-round, but especially in the winter. But year-round, still, most people deficient in vitamin D. These gummies are great. They taste great. They have calcium as well. Great for children, by the way. I highly recommend just put two out on the counter every morning for your kids, and they'll eat them up. They'll love them. You'll be... sure, they're never vitamin D deficient. And then the immune support formula. We just went out and said, look, let's find the most organic ingredients that just are occurring in nature to help build your immune system, like elderberry and astragalus root and lomentian root and angelica root and so much more. And we said, let's just take those all natural ingredients and put it into a liquid tincture so that people can build their immune systems organically and naturally. It's immune support. So that liquid tincture is available at InfoWarsStore.com, but it's also in the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, 60% off, folks. Cannot say enough about a strong immune system, especially now that the globalists and the mad scientists and the Bill Gates of the world are releasing genetically modified mosquitoes and man-made viruses and all kinds of crap being sprayed down upon us. Folks, you got to understand this is the environment built to poison us, so you need to start counteracting that, taking measures to counteract that. That's why we sell the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's why I'm telling you about the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So key, so key, so key for your immune system. And, of course, to your support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps everything we do here on the air. Not just the news that we cover, but all of our great guests as well, like one I have coming up in the next hour, Rob Dew and others, to discuss what happened at a recent drag queen story time event where some men went in and busted it up and forced the drag queen to leave the event. We'll have that story coming up later. In the meantime, though, what happens when liberal logic is put to the test? It falls apart, doesn't it? Because what do we say here? If logic cannot be applied universally, it's not logic, it's propaganda. If logic cannot be applied universally, it's not logic, it's propaganda. Here is a perfect example of that in clip 9, when the abortion activists who chant "My Body, My Choice" are out asked about the vaccine. Here's how it went in clip 9.
What's important is bodily autonomy, the same right men have always had. We just want equal rights. The right to govern our own bodies, just like men have always had.
Oh, she likes men, doesn't she?
Do you support the right for people to not get the COVID vaccine?
It's irrelevant.
Right, my body, my choice.
You're right. It's not irrelevant.
Yeah, but one saved lives.
You're right. It's
one
not irrelevant. Choice. One of them is going
pause
to
it
be
right there.
In a...
I don't know if there has ever been a more delusional response or moment, and it happens all the time, because you hear it all the time from the left that says, my body, my choice, you bring up the vaccines. Well, one of them is saving lives. Well, you're threatening me with a virus. You're literally killing your child. You're literally ending a human heartbeat. You're literally ending a life. I mean, has liberal hypocrisy, has liberalism as a mental disorder ever been more encapsulated into a tiny little moment than my body, my choice, and oh, vaccines save lives, as they literally end a life with their abortion? I don't know if the hypocrisy and the mental illness of liberalism has ever been so encapsulated into a tiny ingestible pill as it is right there for your mind. But, okay, guys, rewind it and then just play that again.
Right, a state of emergency, which we all know laws change during a state of emergency.
Do you agree with the statement or the principle of my body, my choice?
Yes, absolutely. Bodily autonomy is a human right. Healthcare is a human right. Access to healthcare should not be something that is dictated by the Supreme Court.
During the pandemic, did you support people's right to not get the COVID vaccine?
It's a difficult conversation.
Do you support bodily autonomy in other situations? For example, the COVID vaccine.
Pause it, guys. Pause it and rewind it 15 seconds. Because, again, understand, it's not logic unless it can be applied universally. Then it's propaganda. So she just had that moment. She realized, wait a second, my logic cannot be applied universally. So how do I respond to this question? You've been propagandized, woman. That's what we're trying to tell you. All right, finish the clip.
By the Supreme Court.
During the pandemic, did you support people's right to not get the COVID vaccine?
It's a difficult conversation.
Do you support bodily autonomy in other situations? For example, the COVID vaccine mandates.
The vaccine mandates. We've been mandated to get vaccines for years and years and years.
So you do support, in that situation, people not having control of their bodies?
That's not having not control of your body. Like, I don't understand.
Do you think it is important for people to have medical and health control of their own body?
Yeah, it's good for them. It's
liberals, you've been propagandized. Just admit it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.